Good morning. This pre-proposal meeting for RFP 230441WCD Custodial Services Lee County Sports Parks and Stadiums was scheduled for today, 8-9-2023 at 9 a.m. My name is Willie Denard, and I am a procurement analyst for Lee County Procurement Management Department. At this time, I ask Lee County staff and public that is present to introduce themselves and state what department or company that they are with.
Keith Blasinger, manager of the County Parks and Rec.
State your name and department that you, your company that you're with.
Oh, Kareem Simon, Kareem Simon LLC.
Kevin Walker, Lee County Procurement.
Okay, Bryce Bennett from City of the Floor Cleaning.
Darvis Napier, Lee County Procurement.
All right, and before we begin, we will note for the record that members of the public are present. As members of the public are present, we will open the floor at this time for any public comment. Seeing there are no comments, we will move forward. We are here today to discuss this project and answer any questions you may have about this project. Any questions that are not answered here today will be answered in the form of an addendum that will be posted to our website as listed on the cover page of the bid documents. Any questions that you may have after today must be submitted in writing to me via email. My contact information is on the front page of the bid package. Please note, any information received through verbal communication shall not be binding on the agency and shall not be relied upon by any respondent. Only written information received via posted addendum shall be binding and considered as a change or clarification to this project. Before I turn this project over to the project manager and open the floor for questions, I would like to cover a few housekeeping items. Bids and your proposals are due August 23rd, 2023, no later than 2:30 p.m. Bids submitted after 2:30 shall be considered late and will not be accepted. One original bid proposal is to be submitted along with one copy and or one rewritable CD flash drive. There are several forms and documentation that are required as part of your submission for this project. Please review all forms carefully and complete them in their entirety. Proposal checklist. This may be used as a guide in your submission and details the forms and documentation that must be required for this solicitation. If a form is not applicable to your firm, you are requested to submit this form with an NA or not applicable clearly noted across the document. Reference surveys. Three reference surveys are to be submitted with your submission in order for additional evaluation criteria. Solicitation response form. This form is your acknowledgement to the participation in this solicitation and must be fully executed and submitted with your package or will deem your firm as non-responsive. Addendums must also be noted here in this form. So that means just keep checking our website for addendums. And once you see an addendum on there, you have to download it, look at it, and then you have to acknowledge it on that particular form. Form 1A, your bid schedule proposal form. The bid schedule proposal form for this project is located in a separate Excel document and contains formulas. Although formulas are present, you are required to double check your totals for errors and correct as necessary. Unit prices prevail in the event of a calculation errors. Also, just pay attention to the solicitation because your bid schedule, your submission on that Excel spreadsheet, your bid submission has to be submitted in a closed envelope, a sealed envelope, and that would only be open at the time of evaluation. So if you send, if your company sends a bid proposal unsealed, that will deem your firm as non-responsive. So all bids will receive, you'll have your solicitation packet that you'll submit with everything, and your bid proposal will be submitted in your packet, but it will be submitted in a sealed envelope, and that will be open at the time of evaluation. So, Form 12, minimum qualifications, states the minimum qualification to bid a proposal is required to meet in order to be considered for this evaluation. I think we removed the minimum quals on this one. So I just check your solicitation to make sure If the minimum qual's in there, I think it's like maybe 3 years of experience, but I'm not 100% positive on that, but make sure you check for the minimum qualifications. Also, one thing just to be aware of is that the four locations that we're soliciting for, your company can bid on one, but if you bid on just one location, you have to bid on all line items in that particular location. Say like here, we're CenturyLink, and if your firm feel that you want to just work on this particular location, so you will have to bid on every single line item for this particular location, and the other ones you will have to leave blank. So you can bid on all four locations, but you don't have to. You can bid on just one location. That's totally up to your firm. So if you want to bid on all four, by all means bid on all four, but if you just want one, that's up to you. So that's just something to keep in the back of your mind. Document postings. Addendums and other pertinent documents, such as the Notice of Intended Decision, will only be posted to Lee County Procurement website. This link is on the front page of the bid documents. You are responsible for checking this site often for the presence of any addenda and other materials. Should an addendum be posted, it is your responsibility to acknowledge the receipt of this addendum on the space provided in form number one. I would now like to turn the floor over to the project manager, Keith Blasingham, and he'll provide a brief description of the project and any comments he makes will still give you guys basically a heads up of what's prepared for here and what's required for here. But just remember, any questions that you have, you will eventually have to submit them to me in writing. So just know that everything that we answer here today is still not legally binding on the agency. I still have to have those questions submitted to me in the email. So you guys have my email address, so make sure you just submit those over to me. So Keith, one more thing. What we're going to do too is, while we tour in the facility, I'll pause the tape. So while you're walking, so don't ask any questions. Say, hey, what goes in here? Because everything has to be on record. So you can come back, ask the questions here, and then once we go back on record, and then I'll pause the tape, and then once we reconvene at the next location, which is JetBlue, we'll go back on tape there again. You'll meet with another project manager. He'll describe what's going on there. We'll do a walkthrough, and we can go from there. If it's your intention to go to all four, you don't have to. It's up to you. But if you want to go to all four sites, you're more than welcome to go to all four sites. So at this time, I'd like to turn it over to Keith.
Yeah, how you doing? This is Eric DeGary. Deal a lot with him. He's one of the supervisors here, one of the managers. Basically, what you're looking at, we'll walk through the stadium, see all the restrooms that you're looking at, show you the seating bowl, and everything you'll be cleaning after the spring training games. There's usually 17 to 18 spring training games a year. Sometimes there's 16. When COVID went on, it was different. So it's changed. We're back to normal now for hopefully quite a while. But you're usually looking at about somewhere between 6 to around 9,000 people per game. So you'll see the seating bowl when we go out. You're responsible for cleaning that. You'll go through. We recycle. We're big into that. So you have to pick up all the recycled stuff first and then go through and get the trash. And then you'll have to go through and clean everything with peanuts, shells, and everything else they leave behind. So if you look in the proposal, we ask for restroom attendants through the game. We ask for a male and a female. Those people will also be handling trash throughout the game, you know, emptying cans and wiping lids or whatever else comes up. From time to time we have somebody that has a few too many beers and you know, we may call you to help clean that up. So basically, once we get upstairs, I'll be able to show you a little more. Like Willie said, if you got questions, please send them to him. We'll answer them. Anything else that we need to cover?
No, not for that. But just for the record, I just want to go on record to make sure, for the record, we are currently at Lee County Sports Complex, which is located at 14100 6 Mile Cypress Parkway, Fort Myers, Florida, 33912.
So one thing I forgot to bring up, that's the spring training times. After spring training, the Mighty Muscles start, but they're responsible for cleaning their stuff. But we do have some special events from time to time that we would be responsible for, that, you know, whoever gets this would be called in for. There's also other restrooms. There's a small set of restrooms down here for the minor league fields, a small set of restrooms over here at the softball fields. I think there's four toilets in each one of them. And then we have a small set of restrooms for one field that's way back in the corner. It's one toilet, one sink in each one of those. And then my maintenance shop, same thing, one toilet, one sink in each one. So those are throughout the whole year. But as far as the cleaning of the stadium and stuff, what special events we have, spring training, and then we're responsible from like the end of September on until Mighty Muscles start again, which is end of March or usually first part of April. So that hopefully gives you a rough idea of what you'd be looking at. So, all right, thank you.
All right, at this time, what we're going to do is go ahead and pause the tape. We do a site visit, and we'll walk around the facility. We'll convene back here again. We'll go back on record, and if you have any questions, you go ahead and ask them. But like I said earlier, any questions that you do ask here verbally, we'll try to capture in an addendum, but they're not binding on the organization. They're not legally binding, so you still would have to submit those questions to us in a written format so that we can put them on addendum, and then we will send those questions to the project managers at each location, and they'll provide answers, and then we will post them again on our webpage. Okay? So at this time, we're going to pause. We're going to do a site visit, and we'll go from there. All right. This concludes the walkthrough at Lee County Sports Complex, 14100 6 Mile Cypress Parkway, Fort Myers, Florida, 33912. Are there any questions relating to this particular site? Okay. Seeing that there are no questions, we'll convene at JetBlue Park, located at 11500 Fenway South, Fort Myers, Florida, 33913. The time now is 9:59 a.m., and we'll reconvene at 10:15 a.m. All right, we're officially back on record. Our location now is JetBlue Park, located at 11500 Fenway South, Fort Myers, Florida, 33913. Currently, I'll turn turn this over to the project manager, Josh Brooks. He'll give you guys a brief overview of what's expected out here at this facility. And once he is given his spiel, what we'll do, we'll pause the tape, go for a walk around the stadium. You guys will see all the locations again. Any questions that you have, make sure you don't ask them while we're out on the site visit. Questions must be asked, submitted to me in writing, and will be answered in the form of an addendum that will be posted to the Lee County Procurement Management website. So at this time, I'll turn it over to Josh Brooks, and he'll give you guys an explanation of what's expected out here at this facility.
Hi, everybody. I'm Josh Brooks, manager of JetBlue Park. I know you guys just left the Lee County Sports Complex. This here is going to be very similar to that. It's two baseball stadiums. There's not really much of anything that's different, just the locations of the restrooms, and that's pretty much about it. But I'll walk you around and explain it, show you the restrooms, show you other areas to clean, and then, as Willie said, if there's any questions, we can address those later on. Thank you.
Just to reiterate one thing, like we did at the first site visit, because we have two guests that showed up and wasn't here for the initial presentation. So just remember a few housekeeping items is that your bid submission as far as the Excel spreadsheet must be submitted separately in your packet in a sealed envelope. I can't reiterate that enough. We've had them where people have submitted them as one packet before, and their firms were deemed non-responsible. So that's the most important aspect of this. So we'll do the site visit. We'll come back in this location. We'll convene again, go on record before we go to the next location. Okay, this concludes the site visit for JetBlue Park, located at 11500 Fenway South, Fort Myers, Florida 33913. At this time, are there any questions for Josh? Seeing that there are no questions, we will be convening at the next location, which is Player Development Complex, located at 4301 Edison Avenue, Fort Myers, Florida 33916. The time now is 10:43 a.m. and we should make it there by 11:05. All right, we're officially back on record. Our location currently is at Player Development Complex, located at 4301 Edison Avenue, Fort Myers, Florida 33916. Here we have Jason. He's going to be the project manager for this site, and he's going to give us a quick overview of what is expected for cleaning here.
Okay. Inside the clubhouse, main duties will include cleaning the two office restrooms and the two locker room restrooms, along with the umpire's restroom and trainer's room if necessary. In addition, there might be some need for carpet cleaning. Those will be by basis only.
That's it.
That's it.
Sweet. Just remember, we're going to come back in here, officially go back on record for any questions. So if you have any questions, make sure you ask them when we go back on record, and also submit them to me via my email address on the front of the solicitation packet so that we can answer the questions in the form of an addendum. So at this time, I'm going to pause the recording so we can do a site visit, and we'll come back in here, reconvene, and then we'll go back on record. All right, the time now is 11:33. We're officially back on record. This concludes the site visit for Player Development Complex. Are there any questions for Jason?
So how often is this facility used?
It is used year-round. We have two full-time tenants residing here at this facility. And in between their tournaments, we do have smaller tournaments. We have 2 months a year downtime for about 3 to 4 weeks. So typically 10 months a year, we're full-time with tournaments out here.
Okay.
Our busiest time of months are Memorial Day weekend through Labor Day weekend. Mm-hmm. And November through December and February through April. Those will be days where it's pretty much cleanings every day here. We'll be doing daily cleanings. There'll be some months where there's about 3 weeks worth of cleanings in there, but it's full time.
Yeah. Are there any additional questions? Nope. All right, seeing that there are no additional questions, we will head over to Terry Park, which is located at 3410 Palm Beach Boulevard, Fort Myers, Florida 33916. And we'll convene there at about 11:45. Okay, we're officially back on record. Our location now is at Terry Park, located at 3410 Palm Beach Boulevard, Fort Myers, Florida 33916. At this time, I'll turn it over to Brady. He's going to give us a brief description of what is required out here, and we'll pause the tape, and then we'll conduct a site visit. Go ahead, Brady. So at this time, Brady's just going to give us a walkthrough and point out everything that needs to be done out here, and then we'll come back and we'll go on record prior to closeout. Okay, this concludes the walkthrough at Terry Park, located at 3410 Palm Beach Boulevard. Are there any questions at this time? Brady is not our project manager. He'll do his best he can to try to answer them. But if you have any questions that's going to be relating to this particular location, just email them to me. I'll get them to the PM, and we'll get them answered and put them in the form of an addendum. I know it's pretty straightforward, but again, just remember, any questions, submit them to me in writing, and we'll get them and then put them in an addendum, and we'll have it posted to our webpage. At this time, this concludes the pre-bid meeting for RFP 230441 WCD custodial services, Lee County Sports Parks and Stadiums. So appreciate everybody coming out.